to be effing
a-hole.
I mean, listen to it. I mean, when I was a kid, when this song was out, a lot of people thought that's what he's saying.
Nassau's gone funky.
Gone funky.
Nassau's gone sore.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
We've got a doggone beat now.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call our very own.
Funky Nassau.
Right.
Rock.
I guess you gotta wait till they get to the hook here.
Worth it.
Where you hear where all the kids. You ever hear that buzz? You were alive when this song was out.
I was, but I didn't hear it quite that way.
He had trouble hearing back in those days because you were so cold.
Actually, I heard the real lyrics.
Now, when is he gonna sing it here?
Nassau's gone funky.
Okay.
Nassau's got soul now.
Because we used to sit around and just go, oh, this is such a dirty song. I guess it's the end when he's going, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, that it really sounds dirty. Well, I guess now we just got to wait for it to happen.
He just seems to be chatting now. Right now we're listening to the drummer.
Here we go.
Now Rob's doing the thing. He's playing fast.
Oh, way to ruin a drum solo.
Okay. All right. Me and my friends all the time.
I can understand
it.
I always thought it was about the space program. NASA.
Oh, funky NASA. Okay, good joke.
I like this.
Makes me feel like I want to go to the islands, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the grand old days.
It's great when you can misinterpret a lyric and have that much fun with it.
Mike, you know, if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com,
you've got a fine store there.
There you go. Hey, they tell me that the mugs have arrived.
Scary, eerie coffee mug?
Yes. I'll have one tomorrow to show you.
Good.
But here's a gratuitous plug that the coffee mugs are up on our website.
Very available.
Also, we are not like Bill O'Reilly. None of the money that we get from selling this crap goes to charity.
No.
It goes right in our pocket.
Right.
And third, I got an email, electronic mail, from my buddy that works with the Arizona Cardinals. Because a couple of weeks ago, we pulled up their website. They were talking about the guy had to hit me with the fact they changed the uniforms.
Right.
And we went and looked, and they
had...
You
were talking about Pat Tillman.
The Pat Tillman jersey was up. Well, coincidence or something said here or elsewhere, the Arizona Cardinals have now changed that if you go to their website. And it says, yeah, you can buy the Pat Tillman jersey, and all the proceeds go to the Pat Tillman Foundation.
There you go. Well, now it's fine. Sell as many as they want.
Yeah. So they've changed that.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking to Colette about the problems with the security card.
Yes.
Buzz cracks me up because he just loves screwing with the man.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Buzz and I are coming back from the bathroom. You know, we've all got the same times. Yeah, because it's a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what it is, Rob. It's totally sexual.
On the same cycle.
That we can all only go to the bathroom at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were coming back through the new high-tech security, I pulled out my card and I said, please let me.
Right.
Beep. And we got in. Then we got to the second door, and Buzz said, I got this one. Mm-hmm. And he went, beep. And I walked past. And then he stood there, and about 15 times, just went, beep, 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 because it's going to show up on some report today, because they track us, how many times we enter and leave. And they're going to get for Buzz yesterday that, like, during the show, he left 45 times.
That's
great.
Some people will do anything to get noticed. And since they're keeping track of what I'm coming and going, I want it to really stand out on the print.
Were you looking up and smiling at the video camera when you did that? You know, when you hit it 45 times, just grin at the camera as you're doing it?
No, I was not smiling.
Good.
I was perhaps gesturing.
Good.
Yeah, wonderful. Love those cameras.
Everybody loves the new system.
How much do you love them, Buzz?
Oh, man, they're great. Well, it's as you can see, it's an unbeatable security system. There's no way around it. It's impenetrable.
Did you look at it today?
Yeah, I noticed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to mention that.
That tripod swings both ways.
Last night, as we were leaving the building, I was commenting to Buzz. I said, that's a funny goof that you did that swipe thing with your card.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz said to me that he knows that there's a certain amount of cameras that they put in the building.
Right.
Now, and that some of them are 13.
13 cameras.
Some of them are hidden and some of them are not.
Right.
Buzz said to me when we got down to the garage, he said, there's a safe spot right between the... It, and it turns out the safe spot between those cameras in the garage is by the sex room downstairs, by the electrical room.
Yeah, it's a dead spot.
Then Buzz says to me, and this is so un-Buzzish, but it's great. It's like Buzz being a juvie. He says...
A hood.
He says, the security sucks so bad. Watch what I'm going to do. And on the on each side of the walls in our garage downstairs, it's 100 yards apart. We have one camera.
Yeah, they got two cameras that are very noticeable cameras.
And they're both pointing at other directions. They're, they're showing you different spots of the garage.
Right.
Buzz went over and turned one to the left. And I never turned the other one to the right. So the two cameras were simply staring at each other.
Well, I figure since they're so, well, since they could perhaps be removed, somebody ought to be watching the cameras.
Right.
So I thought I ought to be helping out there.
Well, you didn't get a visit in the middle of the night by a couple of guys in suits?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Right. No, and I noticed today, I was laughing about it today when I pulled in today. And oh, look, someone's moved them back.
Well, you know, mighty wind comes along. They move, they might move again.
A mighty wind.
Buzz. The rebel Buzz.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Well, it's silly. They've spent all this money on the security system, and it's not like it's foolproof. You know, they spent tons of money on this when what
hey,
we really need is...
Security or is it employee monitoring?
Well, yeah, that too. What we really need is good broadcast equipment, but no, we spend tens of thousands of dollars on this security camera that any monkey can move. Mm-hmm. I proved it.
You know, the only thing that would have made it better with you is if you had had, like, the burglar's outfit on. You know,
next time.
Dressed all in black.
Just like Belushi in Animal House.
Yeah, with a black ski mask. You'd have to do the same walk like Belushi did, you know.
Sure.
He was so meticulous, like... Watch now. They can't see from this angle. See, I'm going to turn this one. I'm going, what the hell are you doing? I want to get in my car and go home. He goes, wait, hold on. Now, I got to go over here to the other one where they're not going to see me. Turn around. Look down. Look. They're looking at each other.
You guys are aware the majority of the cameras are really not for parking lots or stairwells or any place where that might be a real security concern.
Right.
Therefore, monitoring the employees in the back room.
Yeah.
There are... shooting down every hallway.
Oh, there are 11 cameras for that.
Yeah.
Two in
11
garage.
Cameras, like, back where the salespeople are.
Yeah, keep thinking that.
It's pretty amazing.
Keep thinking that they're not watching us. Keep thinking that they don't want to know.
I mean, they might be watching us also, but have you been to the monitor room?
No, I have not. I've not been invited to the master control.
I'll show you down the master control. It's pretty fast.
Quite a show.
You get a view of what they want to look at, and what they seem to want to look at is... Really?
Yeah.
Who's using the copying machine?
I say let's give them some videotape to remember.
Hold on a second. You are really on to something with this. I think that this is not about keeping...
It's not.
Of course not.
This is going to corporate. This is where it goes.
It's all Big Brother.
Right. This doesn't go to a security company.
See, this way, when employee morale reaches a point that a riot breaks out, it'll all be captured on video.
They'll have it all, but it does not go to a professional security company.
Hold on. You're telling me if somebody who shall go nameless right now, but I know is just a great guy with a heart of gold who would do anything for anybody, and no matter what Mike says, is a pretty sharp dresser. Let's say to this person, how long this camera's been up?
A couple weeks.
Let's say that last week they helped themselves to, I don't know, let's be conservative, maybe 6 reams of paper.
Yeah.
And roughly 1,000 index cards.
Right.
Do you think that person might be seen on a camera that maybe that person didn't know it was there?
You did it last week?
Mike, not me.
I mean, it was done last week?
Somebody else.
Let me ask this. Was the person who was taking the paper taking it... for the radio station, for the show.
No. Oh, I was just going to open it up on the way home and just throw one sheet at a time.
just as your little protest.
Just to waste station's money. No.
Here's the deal.
That's exactly why.
I'm amazed at when I hear there are 13 cameras, how many I'm able to find and how many I can't find.
Well, right.
There are many that you can't find.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was for security. I didn't know it was to keep track of who's coming and going, who's using the copy machine. If that's the case, they got the video of me stealing the paper, which incidentally, I believe is a right. Of anybody that works in an office environment, you're allowed to take those supplies home. Don't let them tell you that.
Free and easy. That's what it is.
You're allowed to.
Free and easy.
If I gotta start wearing my Silent Bob overcoat in, I'll do it to get my goddamn paper. And then Beth Ann came to me a couple of weeks ago. You know, Beth Ann the lying whore.
Oh my God.
He means that in a nice way.
I'm kidding because she is so not that. She did I tell you this discussion she said to me about she said something about office supplies. Oh, I know what it was. That there was some come on that a client had where everybody that works for CBS got this card for 15% off a purchase at one of the
at an office supply store.
One of these mega stores. And I said to her, I don't need that. When I need office supplies, I just take them. And she said to me, you steal? I said, no, it's part of the job. Yeah. It comes with the job. She said, oh, never. She would never steal. But, I mean, I continue to. I continue to.
Well, now we'll have to really find out where the cameras are.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see if they got me.
I don't think there's one in here.
I mean, got my
friend. Not yet, that we know of.
Got the person that took the paper.
They might be putting one in here.
I was thinking about this today, just because it doesn't show up on the monitor, does that mean the camera doesn't exist, or is it somewhere else?
Because there are a couple of those blank monitor screens.
Way to make us paranoid.
You think they got them in the bathrooms?
Not yet, but soon.
Not the ones that they monitor openly.
Would you love to see...
Everybody.
Would you love to see? I mean, and this goes beyond, you know, male, female. I mean, I don't care. Give me 2 or 3 hours in either bathroom. Mm-hmm. Just let, and I don't even need to see the people doing what they're doing.
Right.
Just let me see them afterwards.
Or the faces.
Just, like zoom in?
Mm-hmm.
And what the after stuff is?
No. What I'm saying is after...
An overhead shot.
After someone gets done. Right. Let me see them get done.
I
and
can
then
see we're all in front of those monitors going, I knew Paul Gorgie didn't flush.
No, I mean, even thinking as far as, let's see who really washes their hands, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see who really washes their hands.
Sure.
Let's see who's the person that's got the bladder problem.
That's in there all day. Or who's the person that brings the library in there? Guilty.
Yeah, Mike's gone in there with 2 newspapers.
It's so embarrassing that'll walk by the front desk, especially when it's somebody you don't know, somebody's a temp or something like that. It's like, hi, how are you going to the bathroom? You have 2 newspapers.
How about it? And I know we talk about the beautiful women that work here, but what about when it's one of the occasions when one of the real hot women that works here is
That's
is there?
Always. Inevitably, either there'll be a hot visitor or a hot woman or somebody good-looking that works for the radio station, and I'll walk by with newspapers in my hand. You know, hey, how you doing? Yes, I am. I'm going to sit on the commode for 1/2 an hour for that entire time.
Has it ever happened to you, the girl with the pixie haircut? What's her name? The one that works
Meredith.
Upstairs?
Meredith? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.